morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. Planning Commission is now in session. A few rules and procedures we'd like you to follow to expedite today's hearing. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. The applicant and those in favor will be heard first, then those opposed will be heard. After that, the applicant will be given time for rebuttal, and if necessary, those opposed will be given the opportunity to surrebut. We ask that you limit your presentation or testimony to 5 minutes or less. The chair reserves the right to limit testimony and will exercise that right in the interest of others who have business before the commission. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with our decision, you may be able to appeal it to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Please stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Arabian.
Here.
Commissioner Carver.
Here.
Commissioner Chatha.
Here.
Commissioner Quist.
Here.
Commissioner Wolf.
Here.
Commissioner Zante.
Here.
Vice Chair Hill.
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian.
Here. First item on the agenda. It is consent, but I'm just looking. Do we have public comments? I know, but it's usually on the. I didn't see it on the agenda. It is. That's after the regular session. Okay. Well, the first item is the consent agenda, and these items are routine in nature, not likely to require discussion. If there's anyone in the public or on the commission that wishes to pull this item for discussion, we will do so. Otherwise, we approve it or deny it. We don't need to read that into the record as far as the item. It is a conditional use permit time extension. So is there anyone that wishes to discuss this item?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve it.
Okay, seeing no one to discuss it, there is a motion by Commissioner Chatha to approve the consent agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arabian. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, then now we go to the regular agenda where we have public presentations. This is reserved for persons desiring to address the Planning Commission on matters within our jurisdiction, but not on the agenda. Is there anyone that wishes to address the commission at this time? Seeing none, we will go. Item number two has been postponed, and we go to item number three.
Regular agenda item number three, variance application number 4161 and an environmental review number 8526 filed by Dirk Puschel proposing to allow for creation of two substandard parcels, a 5.57 acre parcel and a 13.23 acre parcel from an existing 18.8 acre parcel where a 20 acre minimum parcel size is required in the AE20 zone district. The subject parcel is located on the northwest corner of the intersection of Madera Avenue and Clinton Avenue, approximately 2.3 miles from the city of Kerman.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the Planning Commission.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the Planning Commission. My name is Raimundo Peraza, planner for the Land Use Division at Fresno County. Item number three here is for a variance. Variance application 4161, environmental review number 8526, to allow for the creation of two substandard parcels, 5.57 acre parcel and a 13.23 acre parcel from an existing 18.8 acre parcel. We sent notices 13 days prior to this hearing, and we did not receive any correspondence either for or against regarding this agenda item. Here on this on this slide here, you'll see the location of the the location of the project site in regards to the greater Fresno County area. It's in the Kerman vicinity. This slide shows an aerial view of the project site. You have the high intensity park that the variance will be cutting off from the existing parcel. And this remainder of the parcel is for a nursery, a plant nursery, and then there's two existing residential homes as well on the parcel. Here's a site plan showing the intentions of the developers to cut this portion of the parcel off with the variance, high intensity park with a event venue and meeting hall, as well as the nursery over on this portion of the parcel. Here is a view east of the parcel, or east of the parcel looking west, as they are remodeling the existing gymnasium of a Kerman High School that used to be run on this parcel. Here's a view looking west looking east. Here's a view south looking north. And this is what it looked like before the remodel took place. So for a variance, you need four findings to take place in order to approve a variance. The first one is unique circumstances. In 1912, Kerman High School started operating on this parcel. Kerman High School's infrastructure has been converted and used for permitted high-intensity park. And for 111 years, the site has not sustained any agricultural use. Through the CUP 3501, as a high-intensity park, which was approved in 2018, this use is non-agricultural. Second finding, property rights. Site has been approved for a high-intensity park under CUP 3501. Liabilities and operational differences between the two uses require its separation. No adverse effects on the community. None determined to local area. General plan, not contrary to the objectives of the general plan. Variance does not present new opportunities for additional homes or uses beyond those already permitted. Separation of the two uses, we believe, protects agricultural land. So in conclusion, the four findings here, we can meet the four findings that are required. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. I had just a couple of questions. When it said, talked about liabilities require separation, is that what the applicant's saying or is that what staff is saying?
You'll note that in their operational statement, I believe it's quoted as the basis for their ability to make the findings.
So what was presented isn't what staff is saying, it's the applicant saying.
The applicant has asserted that.
Okay. And then on the no additional homes, is that what the applicant is saying, or will that be the result of this split?
There are two existing homes, which is a limit for the one parcel that would be separated. So there's no more opportunity there. The other parcel is already occupied by the CUP, cannot have any more homes because the CUP would prohibit it. You'd have to come back to this commission to have that amended if they needed that, which is unlikely. It's not the intention of that site.
Okay. And then the other comment I have is, in this report, it says the Planning Commission had approved this in 2018. In fact, it denied it in 2018. It did not approve it. So, the Planning Commission in 2018 denied the application for the high-intensity park. It did not approve it. It was a 5-4 vote. It was appealed to the board.
Did it go to the board?
It's misleading to say that the Planning Commission.
Yeah, I was reading their operational statement. I should have.
Well, then the operational statement is wrong too.
Yeah. So our apologies. We should have caught that.
Okay. Anyway, it was approved by the board with certain conditions, but that's not before us today.
Correct.
As far as that operation, today is just to split it, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from staff for the staff?
I have a question.
Commissioner Carver?
The CUP right now is applied to the whole lot. No,
the CUP was only applied to the section that currently is there. CUPs aren't always applied to an entire parcel. And in this case, the CUP was only to a certain area where it was fenced. The acreage is almost identical. There's a slight numerical difference by a very small, I think a hundredth of an acre, but that's just sort of a measuring surveying issue. The CUP and the new parcel coincide in the same area.
On the original CUP, it requires them to put a fence cutting off the high-intensity park from the other property.
So the other property is still zoned the A, or it's all zoned AE20, but the high-intensity park is just that 5 acres.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So it won't, doing this today won't really affect
the CUP.
The CUP or take a use away from one lot or the other.
Commissioner Quist?
Could we go back to the Google map?
That one?
Right. So I'm assuming that what's outside the blue line, that corner, is the 5.5 acres, correct?
This here, yes.
Okay, and there. Where you have that, where's that red dot? What activity is going on there? Do you know what that is?
What that red dot right there is?
Yeah, the green, is that a lawn or is that part of the nursery or?
That's going to be.
Because it appears that it's part of the southwest corner of the 5.5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm asking about.
Yeah, on this one it shows that that's a nursery. In this area, it doesn't show anything.
Go back to the Google map.
You're talking about this right here?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Dirk Pershall can talk about that area a little bit more when he comes up.
And I realize this is probably covered in the CUP. Under staff report, page 4, in relation to parking, I know it says not applicable, I suppose, is what you're saying there. But
mm-hmm.
to the right, it says, is a standard met? You say yes. What does that mean, yes?
So anything that the CUP, because the CUP had a SPR, site plan review, and all that was taken care of with the CUP, this does not change any of that parking that was originally looked over in that CUP. So all that has been met through the original CUP.
Okay. Just for a point of information, what is a high-intensity park? Is there a definition of that?
So high-intensity park is a term that was arrived at through a long process. And with the recent adoption of the new zoning ordinance, you won't see those any longer. You will now see them come to you as an event center. Mm. It's a more well-defined use. The problem with the term high-intensity park, it's based on the concept of a park. So if you have a hall with parking, where's the park, right? So that was part of the cleanup in the zoning ordinance. So you won't see, unless it's truly a park, let's say you're going to do a Boy Scout camp, something like that. That would be a more applicable application of that terminology.
Okay.
Any other questions of staff? Thank you very much. Would the applicant come forward, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Dirk Puschel, and my business address is 923 Van Ness here in Fresno. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Garcia. His sister passed away a couple days ago, and he can't be here due to a funeral, so I think you can appreciate why he's not here. There's to make sure that the commission is clear, there's going to be no change to the park component or to the nursery component. The nursery component has been on the property for about 10 years. It's a bona fide agricultural use. It's wholesale. There's no customers that come to the site. As David has mentioned to you, the high intensity park is a nomenclature of the old zoning ordinance that talks about these types of event centers. That event center was approved previously. Again, my apology for whatever error there was in the application. It was approved. It's under construction. It's almost completed. They've done a really nice job. There's nice landscaping planned for the site. I think it's going to be very attractive. This variance only has to do with creating this parcel, and staff believes that you can make all of the four findings, and we concur. There's been no agricultural use on the property for, as staff mentions, about 111 years. The other part of the property, the nursery, is going to continue, which is a bona fide agricultural use. So we ask that you approve this variance, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them of me. And excuse me, Mr. Quist, I don't know what's on the red dot, and I went by the site Sunday, and I drove in and looked around again just to refresh my memory, and I didn't go back that far, so I'm not very helpful. I'm sorry I wasn't, but I went everywhere but there.
Well, sometimes so I don't know what it is. Google, these satellite images aren't current either.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to say. You know, sometimes they're a year and a half, 2 years old, or something like that.
Yeah, but the
When you say in the application there's no agricultural activity taking place on that part, it does appear that perhaps there is, and we can't tell.
Yeah, I think it might be potted plants because he has those large box plants, and he may have stored some plants over there in the corner temporarily. But there's no vineyard or trees being grown there. I'm sure of that. We thank staff for their recommendation. Again, I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them of me.
Mr. Puschel, are we finished, Mr. Quist? I had a question on the Exhibit 7, page 6. On the...
Exhibit 6?
No, Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7.
Are those trucks parked in the front or cars or what? Are they still there, or what is?
When I was there Sunday and the other times that I were there, there was construction vehicles, and from the aerial photograph, they may have appeared to be other types of trucks. But the times that I've been there, it's always been construction vehicles.
Well, this is more on the nursery side.
Oh, on the nursery side. Yeah. Those could be delivery trucks for a nursery merchandise. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the. Yeah. The schools.
Okay. But they they don't plan to have truck parking there or anything other than what they need to use.
Other than what, I think, other than what they have for their nursery deliveries.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, as you know, Mr. Chairman, that's also regulated. It has to be for your own operation. You can't have a commercial operation of the truck.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions of the applicant?
I just had a quick question. I don't think this is related to our decision today for this this decision, but I mean, given that this is the site of the historic Kerman High School, is this property on the historic register for Fresno County?
That's a really good question. That was something we asked ourselves. But what happened was that the building has been modified so many times that it's been degraded. So I think the opportunity was lost.
It also burned years ago. There really isn't much left to.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Pushel, why wasn't this application? Why didn't they do this at the time that they did the application? Was it just one thing at a time, or I didn't think of it? Or
Mr. Abrahamian, I don't know. I wasn't involved with the conditional use permit. We were contacted by Mr. Garcia's attorneys, so we weren't involved in that.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I'm just wondering why they didn't take care of it back then, if they could have.
That's how I would have recommended that they do it.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of the hearing and bring it back to the commission for discussion and the motion. Commissioner Chata, did you have?
I agree with the staff and move to approve it.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Chata to
second.
Approve. Commissioner Zante did the second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 8-0. Thank you, everybody. The next item on the agenda is information discussion.
Nothing from staff.
I have one thing. Can I wish my mother a happy birthday? She's 81 years old today. She listens to all our meetings. Right now her face is turning red, and she's going, oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that. So happy birthday, Mom.
Well, let's talk about it.
happy birthday
to her. Did we sing?
We'll follow what
that
we
in the form of a motion.
John, where's the cake?
Samosas.
Okay. Anything?
Nothing from staff.
Commissioner Chata?
I want to make another motion.
Yes, sir.
Adjourn the meeting.
Well, it's done then. Thank you.
Second.